الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are in this chapter of Mujahada, and the hadith, that the first hadith with regard to Mujahada as far as making nafal ibadat, nafal namazes, rozas, etc., charity, extra charity, etc. With regard to the benefits of the nafal, one great benefit is mentioned here, and that is that according to another interpretation, the hadith means that Allah fulfills the needs of His beloved faster than the working of His own sense of sight, hearing, touch, etc. That is, we normally work and do our things with our hands, etc., and using our faculties of seeing, hearing, etc. But Allah Ta'ala fulfills the needs of our needs faster than what we can do it ourselves also. To get an idea of that, the son of Harun al-Rashid, Harun al-Rashid himself was a Sayyid and a righteous king, pious king. His son was of a much more higher level. And the son felt that my father is engaged too much in dunya, and is involved in dunya. He left a palatial home and all the luxuries and comforts, and he went to a far away place, leaving a note explaining to his father why he has left. Where he went, like till today we find that laborers, bricklayers, etc., gardeners, they sit at a certain place in a town, and people who need their services go and pick them up. He also sat with such people. And a person, a pious person, needed some building work to be done. So he went to find a builder, and he found this boy, and he accepted him for the service. The boy, a young boy, and he made this condition, I only work for so long. I only take so much wages. I won't take more than that. That is my wages, and I only take that, and I only work once a week. That was on a Saturday morning. That's the only day I work. So the person agreed, and when he went, he saw his qualities, that this is a different person. So he hid away and saw how he does his work. He saw that the building, the wall, the mortar coming on its place on its own, and then the brick coming on its own. So what he could use, his hands, etc., looking, that was not used. Allah made it. So when a person becomes a beloved of Allah, Allah helps him like that. It will look like he is doing work, he's making a phone call, he's putting some papers here, making a signature, but Allah will do everything. We have misunderstood our deen, and we think that nafil ibadat is not necessary. That if you do it, you get sawab, if you don't do it, you don't get guna. But if we realize our deen, what great power, what great treasures Allah has kept in our deen, we will become diehards of our deen, of all the nafil ibadat also, of all the mustahabbat and the etiquette and adab also. Today we are moving further away from deen. Even those who are regarded as righteous and pious, the learned, we are moving away from deen. Deen is to practice deen, not to know deen. Deen is not to make the effort of deen. Deen is to practice deen. That is what is called deen. So when he did all that, a great help of Allah Ta'ala came to him. Today we labor so hard. We are working on different things. And what results? It is only dunya. What we earn also, we waste it again in dunya. We don't send it for the akhirat. Which, in other words, we are not even earning. Like a person, if he is earning very well, but he's spending it all in useless things, all in fashion clothes, all in holidays, etc., what has he got at the end? He has got nothing. But a person who has got his money, and the real is when we send it for the akhirat, and when we go there, we find everything. A person, for example, can be working in this dunya and earning quite a bit of money. In every minute he makes so much money. Every hour he makes make so much money. And another person at the same time works for deed. And finally, what will be the final result? Both of them will go into Akhirat. Neither of the two are going to remain in this dunya. The one who worked for deen will find everything there. That what he had set forth is there. And the one who worked for dunya will see he is completely empty-handed. He did not set anything for Akhirat. He wasted all his time. He realized he was thinking in this dunya, I'm very wise and I'm earning so much and I know how to earn. They will realize how stupid he was. And who he regarded as stupid, that person is very backward. He's just engaged in deen all the time, going in the khanqa, going in jamaat, etc. And he's not working for dunya. He's lazy, he's backwards, he's stupid. There he will see how clever he was. Then a person will realize. So nafal ibadat, which we are asked to make, is a great boon and benefit for us. It isn't any burden. It is not at all that if we do it, we get sawab. If we don't do it, we don't get guna. No, we are losing out tremendously when we don't do our nafal ibadat. And Allah made it so easy. To make nafal ibadat is so easy. And the rewards and returns in every way are so great. Yeah, this particular one interpretation which is referred to, that now our hands, legs, eyes, hearing, everything, Allah Ta'ala will make it, that Allah will put lot of barakat in it. And we outwardly it will look like we are using this, but Allah will see to all our needs. May Allah give us the proper understanding of our deen and to make this mujahada an effort. And it is just a mujahada for a little while. And after that, the pleasure that comes from nafil ibadat cannot come from anything of this dunya. Not all our wonderful food, not from our luxurious lifestyle, and least of all from all the guna. Whether it is the soccer tournament, the World Cup or anything, whether it is in fashionable clothes, brand names, there is absolutely no enjoyment in there. A person will actually realize and feel it, and the enjoyment he will get in his heart. May Allah bless us with this great deen which Allah has given us. Not just, it must not remain just on the outside of our lives, it must come within our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Oh.